there are various machloiksen as to whether or not a person is a nazir in a case where he says, I did not know a nazir is asur in wine, or he said, I thought the chachamim would give me a special dispensation. Tal nedarim hitiru chachamim. Nidre zeruzin, if a person goes ahead and it makes a selling vow, in other words, he goes ahead and he says, I will not go lower than this price, and he swears by it. Or nidre havoi, where a person goes ahead and he exaggerates, he says, unless I see the 600,000 like it's Yitzhak Mitzrayim, I'm going to make this netter. Or nidre shkogos, he had incorrect facts, he had wrong information. Or nidre einsin, where he was forced to do something, like I will asser all my property on you if you don't come to my party. In all these cases, Chachamim said they are not nedarim. However, there's a machlokes between Shmuel and Ravasi as to whether or not he needs she'ela. If a person says, Harini nazir v'olai l'galeach nazir, a person says, I want to be a nazir and I'm going to bring the karbonus for my friend, and then someone else comes along and makes an identical statement, it's advisable that they both bring karbonus for each other. The Gemara has a shaila, what if the second person just said va'ani? Does he mean just to be makabel nazirus, or does he mean to also bring karbonus for somebody else? So the Gemara proves from our Mishnah that he simply means a kabbalas nazirus. Daf Yud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yechanan ha'amar l'shluchay tzei v'kidesh li'isha. Rabbi Yechanan said, let's say Reuven says to Shimon Heshliach, go and marry a woman for me. Shimon goes ahead and we never hear from him again. So we have a chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai. It's a chazaka that says that the shliach Shimon did his shlichus. He was told to go and marry somebody for Reuven, and he went ahead and he did his shlichus. The problem is we don't know who Reuven is married to now. So Reuven cannot marry anybody in the world, because maybe this woman is a sister or a mother or a daughter of his wife. We don't know who he's married to. It could be any woman. So hence, he's asur to all nashim. The Gemara continues with halacha by a zav and a yoledes, that they have to bring two birds. One is an oila and one is a chantas. Let's say these two birds are sitting there. They have not been determined. It has not been determined as to which is the oila, which is the chantas. It's a kanstuma, and one of them flies away. So the Gemara says we go ahead and we take one bird as a replacement. So Rish Lakish asks, what's the difference? Why is it by the case of the isha, we say over there that you cannot marry anybody? Mashen came by the bird, we go ahead and we take any bird. So the Gemara answers with an important chilek between kol kavua kamechtal mechtadami and kol deparish meruba parish. That means as follows. Halacha is, if you have 10 butcher shops, which 9 of them are kosher, and one of them is not kosher, and you go ahead and you find meat outside in the street, somebody raisa, you can go ahead and you could assume it's from the kosher store, because called the parish may ruba parish. Whenever you have something that left its original premises, it probably came from the raiv, and you have raiv kosher butcher shops. However, if you walked into the store and you don't remember which store you went into, in that case we would ask her. Why? Because the stores are kavua. You don't know which one you went into. So at the time you got the meat was kavua. So hence we say it's like 50-50. It's a safek mida raisa. You go l'chumra, you cannot eat the meat. So too over here, an isha is kavua. Since an isha is kavua, we say it's kamechza mechzadami, and hence you have to be machmir. Mashen came by the birds, it was parish, so hence you can go call the parish meruba parish, and roiv birds are mutter. Rava says, lo mashvi inish shliach el b'milsa d'matzi avid hashta. Person does not have the authority to appoint a shliach unless he himself can perform the action. The Gemara reiterates the klal of shluchei shel adam kemoisai. Yeshua holds that a husband cannot appoint an apitropis to go ahead and be mefer his wife's nedarim. He can't appoint someone to go ahead and take care of his wife's nedarim and nullify them in place of the husband. As machloikas, if a person says, Harei alai legaleach chatzi nazir, the second person comes along and says, Va'ani va'alai, whether or not they both pay for the nazir's complete karbonus, or just half. If he says, Harei nazir, he's a nazir only when he has a son, not when he has a daughter, tumtum, or androgynous. Daf Yud Gimel. What happens if she loses the child? Tanakama says that he's not a nazir. Rabbi Shimon holds it's a suffix nazirus, and you go ahead and you make a tanai. You say, if the first nazirus was good, this is nazirus nadava. If the first nazirus was no good, This is Naziris Chayv. Gemara is a Shaila. What happens if someone says, the first person said that when I have a son, I'll be a Nazir, and the next person said, V'alai, or he said, V'ani. What does that mean? Does that mean that when he has the son, or when the person who made the original neder has a son? For example, if Reuven goes ahead and says that I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son, Shimon says, V'ani. So does V'ani mean when Reuven has the son, or when Shimon has the son? The Gemara concludes, T'boy, which is a terminology similar to teku. More than discusses many cases of interrupted naziris. For example, a person says, "Hareini nazir kishayia li ben v'nazir." He says, "I want to start my own naziris, but if I have a son, then I want to be a nazir also." So then he begins his own naziris. When he has a son, he has to stop his own naziris, pick up his son's naziris, and then after he finishes for his son, he continues his own naziris. The Gemara later on Daf Yud Daled has a machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. What happens if in the middle of the second naziris, in other words, for his son, he becomes tame? Is it Saiser also his own naziris, or just that of the son? Rabbi Yochanan holds it does. Reish Lakish holds it does not, because it's two separate naziris. What if a person said, "I'm a nazir in 20 days," and then he says, "I'm a kabbal 100 days worth of naziris for now"? Should he begin his 100-day Naziris now, interrupt it in 20 days for his Stam Naziris, and then continue the 80 days after he finishes his Stam Naziris of 30 days? Or do we say, no, hold off on the 100-day Naziris so you won't have to interrupt it. Wait 20 days to start the Naziris then. After 20 days, you'll do your Stam Naziris, and after that, you'll do 100 days straight. The Gemara goes through a number of such shilas. Gemara has a shaila. What if he says, "K'moshe b'shiva ba'adar"? I'm like Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day of Adar. So we know that the seventh day of Adar is both the Yom Huletus, it's the day of birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's also his yahrzeit. So what does this person mean to say? Does he mean to say that I'm K'moshe Rabbeinu b'simcha, in other words, it's Yom Huletus? Or do we say that it's the day he died, in other words, it brought everyone to tshuva, so too I want to come to tshuva, and I want to be Mekabel Naziris? This is the Gemara shaila. A Nazir who became a Tzaraas in the middle of his Naziris has to put his Naziris on a temporary hold. He goes ahead and he finishes his Dinei Tzaraas, and then he completes his Naziris afterwards. The Gemara discusses several aspects of becoming Tamei, Nitme B'Yom Gidol Sar, or Kiddush Sar B'Dam Engle Takana. What happens if he becomes Tamei after the Dam was sprinkled on the Mizbeach, before the Tiglachas, so then he cannot do the Tiglachas in a proper way, because he's already tame. The Rabbanon argue. The Rabbanon say that Tiglachas is Eina Ma'akevas. It's not Ma'akev, the entire din of Naziris. Basically, Reb Chanina wanted to say that after he completes the days of Naziris, before he actually brings the Karbonis, he'll only get Malkus for Tuma, not for Tiglachas and Yayin. However, there's a Braisa that says Fakert. The Braisa says that even though he's Kol Yamav, nevertheless, if he takes a haircut, or he's metame, or he drinks wine, he will get malchus. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta on Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. Allah the Rambam says, you're chayiv for doing any of these, like the Braisa. Daf tesvav. If a person says that I'm a nazir when I have a son, and I'm also a nazir now for 100 days, if he has a son until the 70th day, then the 30 days for the son's naziris could count both as part of the 100 and as part of the son's naziris. However, if after 70 days he has a son, then he needs a separate Naziris of 30 days for the son, so he would complete his 100, and then he would do 30 for his son. Rav says, Yom Shivim Oilu Lakan Lakan. That means you can count a day, the first half of the day, you can count for his own Naziris, and the second half of the day you can count for as day one of his son's Naziris. That means, according to Rav, if he had a son on the 71st day, 71st day would be Oilu Lakan Lakan. However, according to our Mishnah, it seemed to be Mashma, the 71st day was too late, and he would have to have 30 separate days for the son's Naziris. Abishal holds that if the 7th day of Avelis falls out on Erev HaRegel, the Shloshim is cancelled by the Regel. What he means to say is as follows. Halacha is that a Regel, any Yontif, could go ahead and be either Mevatel Shiva or Mevatel Shloshim. For example, if a person was buried on the 10th day of Nisan, so Pesach will come and be Mevatel the Shiva. However, Shloshim will continue after Pesach. However, let's say a person was buried on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so then his Shiva will end on the 7th day of Nisan, And then the Shloshim will end Pesach. So in other words, Yontif could go ahead and bevatel either Shiva or Shloshim. Let's say the seventh day of Avelis falls on an Erev Yontif. So then we say that the seventh day is Oyel Lakan Lakan. In other words, in the morning, we view it as the seventh day of Avelis, and hence his Avelis of Shiva becomes Batal. Then, that afternoon is the Shloshim, so he has begun his Shloshim, so then the Yontif, the Regel, can go ahead and be Mevatel the Shloshim. So theoretically what's happening is that that seventh day is Oyel Lakan Lakan. It's Oyel for both Shiva and Shloshim. Gemara says, though, that this kula may be only by Avelis, which is Darabonon. Gemara says that a Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, in other words, a woman, for example, who went to the mikvah on Erev Pesach, and then they shechted the Korban Pesach for her, but before nightfall, she became Tomei. So in such a case, she's Yoitze the Korban Pesach, even though she cannot eat it at night, she's still Yoitze the Korban Pesach. She does not need Pesach Sheni, because at the time of the Shechit and the Zrikas Dam, she was not Tomei. She was still a Shemer Siyam Keneged Yoim, but she had already gone to the mikveh. She was waiting until nightfall. So in that case, she was Yoitze the Korban Pesach. And a similar case is true of a Zav Baal Shtei Re'iyos. Daf Tez Zayin. According to Rabbi Yosi, to become a Zav Gedoyla, she either needs to see for 3 consecutive days without stopping, or she needs to see before Shkia and after nightfall on 2 consecutive days, which would mean she would see Sunday through Ben Hashmashes into Monday, and Monday Ben Hashmashes into Tuesday. This way, a clean day never begins the Mixes Hayayim Kekulai period. Perek Shlishi. Mishnah repeats the concept of Stam Nazirus Lamed Yoim. This was discussed in detail on Daf Hei and Daf Vav, with Machlokes between Rav Masna and Bar Pada as to the exact definition of this concept. The Mishnah continues by discussing what happens if a person becomes Tomei on the last day of his Nazirus. Is it Soyser the entire Nazirus? Is it Soyser 7 days? Or is it Soyser 30 days? Nazir beves hakvaros eina oyle min aminyan. If a Nazir is mekabel Nazirus while he's standing in the beves hakvaros, those days do not go towards his Nazirus, and he won't pick a carbon tuma either. In order to be mechayev in a carbon tuma, he needs to leave the beves hakvaros and then come back into the beves hakvaros. Is the Nazirus chal at all? Rabbi Yochanan says yes. The Nazirus is mitla tali. It's tali silamaisi. He cannot go ahead and drink wine. Rish Lakish holds, he needs to say something that indicates he's a Nazir. It doesn't have to be Hareini Nazir, but he should say something like, I'm doing something that I was makabel beforehand. Daf Yud Zayin. Ein bein tamei shenazar le Nazir tar shenitma ele tamei shenazar shvi shela ele lamin aminyan. Nazir tar shenitma ein shvi shela ele lamin aminyan. That means to say that a tamei who goes ahead and accepts Naziris upon himself, the seventh day of Tumah will count towards his Nazirus Cheshbon. She'en kein, if a person is Tar, he becomes a Nazir, and then in the middle he becomes Tameh, then the seventh day of his Tumah will not be Oyla towards the Minyan. Halacha is, if someone was Tameh and they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they remained there the amount of time it took to be Mishtachave, the Chayiv Kares, Rabbi Adashai left, is a similar halacha by a Nazir Beis HaKfaros. Is there a time that he needs to be in the Beis HaKfaros in order to become Tameh? So the Gemara comes out that the Shaila actually is where he came in a box and someone pulled out the floor from under him. Because if they give Asra while he's standing in the Beis HaKfaros, there is no time limit. He's Chayav Malchus immediately. In other words, if someone says, you can't accept Naziris, if you do, you're going to be Chayav Malchus, because a Nazir is not permitted to be Beis HaKfaros, then in that case, he'll definitely be Chayav Malchus immediately. Not only are the Yimei Tumah not Oyla Min HaMinyan, but also Yimei Tzaras are not Oyla Min HaMinyan. They don't count in the Yimei Naziris. The Gemara points out an important difference between Yimei Tumah and Yimei Chalutai. Yimei Tumah makes the count go back to zero. Mashen ki Yimei Chalutai, if it becomes a Mitzayra, are just a holding pattern. In other words, a Nazir becomes a Mitzayra, his count will not go back to zero. He'll just stop his Naziris, let's say at day 15. He'll go through his Yimei Mitzayra, Yimei Chalutai. When he finishes, he'll pick up again at day 15. The Gemara is a Shaila. If a Nazir is Beves HaKfaros and he's Tameh, does he cut his hair at the end of his tumah period. In other words, he accepts nazirus while he's in the Beis HaKfaras. At the end of the tumah period, does he have to go ahead and do the regular giluach that a normal nazir who becomes tameh needs to do? So the Gemara continues on Daf Yud Ches, and the Gemara brings a raya that he does not need tiglachas. The Gemara's raya is from the pasuk v'tameh roish nizroi. That it's matched from the pasuk by someone who was tar that became tameh. That's who the pasuk is speaking by. He needs to go ahead and get a tiglachas. However, someone who was tameh from the beginning, in other words, a nazir who accepted the naziris while he was in the Beis HaKfaras, does not have to get the haircut. There's an important machloikas as to when a nazir becomes tameh, when can he begin recounting his naziris? In other words, he has to go back to one again and start all over again. But at what point is he able to do that? Rabbi holds he has to wait until the eighth day. Rabbi Yehuda holds on the seventh day he can go ahead and do it. This happens to be the shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara later says the Chachamim hold it's only after he brings a chatas on the eighth day can he go ahead and begin to count again his naziris. Rabbi Shmuel ben Noish, Rabbi Yechon ben Broika says it's following the chatas and the asham. He has to go ahead and begin counting his naziris over again. Rabbi Yehuda said that a nazir shenit matumas harbe brings only one carbon. That Sira speaking, where he became tame on numerous occasions on the seventh day after he became tar, because it's before the carbon on the eighth day, he'll only have to bring one carbon. Carbonas cannot be brought at night. The Gemara raises the issue: is that pshat that Lila is mechusar zman? In other words, because you cannot bring them at night, it's not the zman. It's not at all the zman of carbonas. Or do we say, no, really, Lila is not Mechusas Man. But why can't you do it? Because of technical reasons you can't bring Karbonos, but it's not considered a Mechusas Man. Tesis explains that the word Gufa is usually only used when a Gemara brings a Memra that was previously mentioned in the Gemara. The Gemara now wants to go ahead and elaborate on a particular point. However, our Gemara brings Nitma Bishvi V'chazva Nitma Bishvi. That Gemara is not previously mentioned. Hence, the correct Girsa, Taisus says, is Tana Rabbanan. However, the Rosh is Garis Gufa and says that the Lashinus and Nazir are consistently different, and hence we could be Garis over here, Gufa. Taf Yud Tes, if an Isha becomes a Nazir and then becomes Tmeya, so she goes ahead and sets aside a Chatas V'Oilas Ha'if, the Baal goes ahead and is Mefer, her Nazir, so she's not a Nazir anymore, but she still has a Chatas and an Oila. What should she do? So she'll go ahead and bring the Chatas Ha'if, but not the Oilas Ha'if. The Gemara raises the Shaila as to when the Baal is Mefer, the Naziris, is it Miyakar Akar? Does he retroactively uproot the Naziris totally? Or is it Megas Gaias? He goes ahead and he cuts it. He cuts it Mikan al Haba. Torah says, V'chiper Olav Me'asher Chata, by a Nazir. What chait is there by a Nazir? The Gemara says, Shetzir Atzma Min Ayayin. The fact he has forbidden wine on himself, that is a chait. Someone who becomes tmei mace, someone who comes in contact with a mace, has to go through several steps to become tahor. First, he needs hazah on the third and seventh day. He needs the sprinkling of the ashes of the parah aduma on those 2 days. He needs tevila on the seventh day in order to become tahor. The Velasa Shita is, in order to be saisa the naziris with tuma, you need yamim rishonim v'yamim achronim. Bryce explained that means if a person, let's say, kamal naziris for 100 days, if he becomes tummy on the first or the 100th day, it would not be saisa the naziris. Just as we saw that someone who's nazar b'beis akvaros, he accepts naziris while he's in the beis akvaros, he does not start his naziris. So too, if a nazar b'chutz la'aretz, if a person becomes a nazar in chutz la'aretz, he really, to a certain extent, has not started his naziris because chutz la'aretz is tameh. So hence, when he goes up to Eretz Yisrael, he needs to redo his naziris. How much? Beis Shammai says he needs to do it 30 days. Beis Hillel says he has to do it completely over. So for example, if he was mekabel a longer naziris, he would need to redo that whole naziris over again. Mishnah brings a maisa with Hilni Hamalka. Tanakama said it came out that she actually was a nazir for 21 years because she was a nazir for 7 years in Chutz La'aretz. She then went to Eretz Yisrael and was a nazir for another 7 years. Then she became tameh and had to add on another 7 years. Rabbi Huda said it was 14 years because she really never became Tomei. The Rambam paskins that when someone is Mekabel Nazirus, they must go up to Eretz Yisrael. Taf Chof. Tumas Chutz La'aretz is Mishum Gusha. It's because of the ground. However, others learn it's Mishum Avira. It's even the air is considered to be Tomei. Yesh Bechlal Chomesh Shtayim. That means when one aid or one group of Edom go ahead and say he was Mekabel Nazirus twice. In other words, two Nazirus. And another group of Edom say he was Mekabel five sets of Nazirus. So Yesh Bechal Chomesh Shtayim, that means to say that everybody agrees that he was Mekabel two. The people that said five just added three more. But everybody agrees that he was Mekabel Shtay Nazirus. And hence, he would have to go ahead and keep two Nazirus. Unless there was a direct kachasha. That means if one set of Edom said he was Mekabel five sets of Nazirus and not two, and the other one said two and not five, then it would be Edom Achishim, and in that case, he would not necessarily have to keep two sets of Nazirus. Perek Dalad. The Mishnah brings down, if one person says Harini Nazir, and his friend says Vani, and his friend says Vani, they're all Nazirim. Reish Lakish says, it has to be Teichedei Dibur of the first person. Teichedei Dibur is the Zman Kedei Sheila Shalom. The time it takes a person to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Mishnah Brura in Simen Reish Vav and Simen Tav Pei Zayin bring Shitas HaAchrayim that say it's the time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe Umori. Nevertheless, he's Machriya that the Halacha is the time it takes to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe. This Nagei and Arachayim by HaMelech HaKadosh, for example, during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, if a person accidentally says HaKel HaKadosh, they have the time, Teichedei Dibur, to correct their error. It's also Negei, other mistakes that one may make at the time of reciting other brachas. Taf Chaf Aleph. Gemara says, if Ruvain says Hareini Nazir, and Shimon says Vani, and Levi says Vani, and Yehuda says Vani, and there's a whole string of Vanis, let's say Levi's Vani, is that going on Reuven's Nazirus, or is it going on Shimon's Nazirus? A nafkamina would be, from what time do you need Teichedei Dibur? Does the Vani of Levi have to be Teichedei Dibur of Reuven, or does it have to be Teichedei Dibur of Shimon? One says, Roshi Nazira, or Kvedi Nazira, my head is a Nazir, or my liver is a Nazir. He's a Nazir because they're Dvarim Shanashama Tuluya Bahen. A person can't live without his head or his liver. Hataras Nadarim by a Chacham is Miyakar Akar. It uproots the entire Neder. The Gemara is a Shaila. What about Hafara? Is it Miyakar Akar? Does it totally uproot it? Or is it just Megas Gaias? Does it just cut it Mikanal Haba? The Nafkamina is, let's say you have a second person that said Vani. The Shaila is, if it's Miyakar Akar of the first Neder, so then the second person's Neder will also go off. Mashenkein, if it's Megas Gaias on the first person, Mikanal Haba, from here on, well, then the second person's netter will still remain chal. Gemara brings several rayas to this shaila. Chatas shemesu ba'aleha tamus. A chatas whose owner dies cannot be used for anything else, and it dies. Taf chav beis. Even on a tzad, the husband uproots the nazirus totally. Nevertheless, if she began her nazirus and he was made for the nazirus, she still brings a chatas because she was tzir atzma min hayayin. She deprived herself from wine. The Gemara therefore makes a kal v'chomer that someone who fasts is Nikra Chaytek. It's a Kavachemer from Nazir. Marach a Nazir who just doesn't drink wine is called a Chaytek. Allah has Kama Vakama, someone that does not eat anything. Mar brings a Raya from the Taisefta. Tamegas Gaias. Ha'isha Shanadra Benazir Vishama Chaverta Vamar Vani. If a woman became a Nazir and a friend said Vani, me too. Ubab Baila Shal Rishonev Afrala. And the husband of the first woman came and was made for her Naziris. He muteris, she's muteris, she can go drink wine, but chaverta asura, the second person, still remains asur. So we see Megas Gaias because the first woman's nazirus is off. Nevertheless, the second one continues, because if it would have been miyakar akar, then the second nazirus would have also been off. Lamaisa, we're mesupik whether we say miyakar akar or Megas Gaias. Gemara is a shayla, if a person says harel like a baser zevach shlomim, biikara kamatfis, are they being typhus in the ikar, in other words, before the zrika, and hence the meat is asr, or bitsinina kamatfis, or are they going on after the zrika, and hence it would be mutter? Whereas a shayla by Hareini Nazir b'ikvayich, a person says, I'm a nazir in your footsteps. Daf chav gimel. A woman whose husband was made for her naziris, yet she didn't know about it, and nevertheless she went ahead and drank wine, thinking she's a Nazira, still needs Slicha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, she actually gets Makas Mardis. The Gemara makes a Kavul Chaymer, Marach, someone who Lamaisa did not do anything wrong, they only had Kavana to do something wrong, she thought she's a Nazir. And she went ahead and drank wine anyway, thinking that she's doing something wrong, when in reality she was not a Nazir. The Gemara says that she needs Slicha. So Halachas Kama V'Kama, someone who has Kavana to do an Avera and is actually over on the Avera, how much more so they need Slicha. The Gemara also makes a similar Kavul Chaymer from an Asham. When the two daughters of Lot were Mizana with him, they were Mechavin LeMitzvah, and he was Mechavin L'Shem Avera, to be Mizana. This is Pshat in the Pasuk, Yisharim Darchei Hashem, V'Tzadikim Yelchubam, U'Poshim Yukashlubam. A family fight forms a barrier as strong as the bars of a castle. So the fight between Avram and Lot lasts for generations and generations, as the Pasuk says, Lo Yavai Amoni U'Moyavi B'Kal Hashem. And Amoni and Moyavi are Asurin V'Isurin Yisraelam. G'day La'Aver L'Shma Mi'Mitzvah Shalai L'Shma. The Gemara modifies this and said it's K'Mitzvah Shalai L'Shma. They're actually equal. Le'lam Yasek Adam B'Torah V'Mitzvahis Afilu Shalai L'Shma. Person should go ahead always and be Isaac in Torah Mitzvahs, even if it's Shalai L'Shma, Shemitech Shalai L'Shma, Ba L'Shma. If a person who starts Shalai L'Shma will end up doing it L'Shma. Kol Tevasen Shal Rishayim Eina Ela Ra Eitzal Tzadikim. Ruth was a descendant of Eglon and Balak, and she was the great-grandmother of David HaMelech. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not withhold schar even from something like refined speech. La'ilam yakdim adam l'dvar mitzvah. A person is rewarded for rushing to do a mitzvah. Daf chav dalet. Shalmei Nazir can only be eaten l'yoyim v'layla, the day and the night. So too, if the Baal was mefer, and it was her own animal, we would say the same halacha. Shalmei Nazir needs a special lechem. However, if the Baal is mefer, she brings the shlamim, and she does not need a lechem like a regular shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda holds a husband is responsible for his wife's karbonis. The Rabbanon argue. Masha konsa isha kana baila. However, a person can give her money al manasha ein labaila rishus b'ad. There are four cases that the lechem is not brought with the shalmei nazir, which was brought properly. Shalah, when the baal is mefer. Shaloi, when the relatives protested. Lachar misa and lachar kapara. A father can make his son, who is a katan, into a nazir. Daf chaf hei. Most stumim set aside for karbonos shel nazir that can't be used, can be used for nedavos even though they contain chatas money in them. This is either because halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, or the pasuk of l'chol nidreim u'l'chol nidvaisam. This is only if the chatas money has not been separated for the oila and the shlamim. Kederach shata noig ba'oila, noig b'tumurasa. Kederach shata noig b'shlamim, noig b'vladeim, as well as tumura. Halacha l'moshe b'Sinai, let far chatas lemisa azel. Whatever by chatas is mesa, by asham is yira. It grazes until it gets a mum and is then redeemed. The money is used for an oila. Taf chav vav, by nazir and similar kinin where you bring chatas and an oila, particularly a lettuce and mitzayra, is halacha l'mayish misinai that mo stumen where the baal dies is yiplu l'nadava. This is only by cash, but behemas are items that can't be immediately sold for cash. The money is yelich liyama melech. Reb Simi Bar Ashi argues. However, if he says that this is l'chatas, this is l'oila, this is l'shlamim, and they get mixed up, and according to Rika D'Amri, even if he says, harei l'chayvasi, this is considered as he's being explanatory, and in that case it would be yaylich liyama melech. However, if the money fell out, we don't say yiblu l'nadava, and the remaining money goes for shlamim and oila. There are only two opportunities to specify kinim l'chatas v'oila, when they're purchased or when you give it to the kayin. Then the kohen decides which is la'ila and which is l'chatas. Daf chav zayin. If a nazir brings three behemoths, doesn't specify which was oila, chatas, and shlamim, the keves is automatically designated as the chatas, the kivsa is the oila, and the ail is the shlamim. B'karbanu yoytze ve'ena yoytze b'karbanu shal aviv, the son cannot use his father's chatas. The pasuk of al chatas teaches us that the carbon must be brought l'shem the particular chait.